And one last thing about this. Have you been wondering, like we have, what this whole G20 thing is exactly? I mean, who gets to come to the party? Well, it turns out it's not the top 20 economies in the world, though it does help to be one of the biggies. Nope, the first requirement for getting in the door this time was to have been there last time.
This thing was set up about 10 years ago during the Asian financial crisis.
That's Paul Bluestein from the Brookings Institution. Remember the Asian crisis? It started back in 1997 when Japan suddenly called in a lot of short-term loans. Money started pouring out of a lot of Asian countries. There was panic, and local currencies collapsed throughout the continent. That's when the world's economic powerhouses were called together to deal with the crisis, hence the G20.
These are the countries that really sort of matter systemically to the global economy. The good news is that it's pre-existing, so you aren't going to have a lot of fighting and scrapping this time over who gets invited to the party.
Makes you wonder, though, which countries got left standing in line at the door? Well, of the world's top 20 economies, four were left out: Iran, Taiwan, the Netherlands, and Spain. Rubbing salt in those wounds are three smaller economies that did get in: Argentina, Saudi Arabia, and South Africa. Of course, Spain did get in through the back door, since the EU's current president is French, and no one was going to let France get two seats. Which raises the question, if Spain got to come to this meeting, will it be there next time?
Boy, I'll tell you, once these countries are in, it is, you know, dislodging them is like, oh, gee, I mean, that's a fat chance.
Then again, next month, France gives up the EU presidency, passing it on to the Czech Republic. So, adios, Spain. Unless it becomes the G21.